creating a 500-bed treatment facility for addicted inmates and limiting the duration of new opioid prescriptions to just a few days. Those are two of the ideas Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam is pitching to combat the opioid crisis, which despite past efforts has continued to worsen. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Last year, nearly 1,200 Tennesseans died from opioid overdoses. That's up from about 700 in 2012. Haslam says that's even though his administration has been trying to stop the spread of opioids.
It's not like we haven't been doing anything. I think if you talk to mental health or the health department, they'd say we've made big steps. So our morphine milligram equivalent prescribing is down how much, John?
32%.
So the steps we've taken in the past have made a dent in it.
What's different now is the scope of the proposals, the governor says. New users of opioids wouldn't be able to get more than 5 days of the drug. That's to discourage them from getting hooked. And the potency of their prescriptions would be capped. The Haslam administration also proposes putting $25 million into treatment programs. That includes an intensive program for inmates who are hooked on opioids and more contracts with private treatment facilities on the outside. Republican leaders in the state legislature and the courts indicate they support the proposal. Democrats, however, say it's not ambitious enough. They argue that it would take hundreds of millions of dollars to stamp out opioid abuse, money that could only come from the federal government. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.